Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Who will purchase the New York Mets? We try to figure out that answer, and joining us right now, Scott Soschnick, the editor-in-chief of Sportico, wrote a column this morning about how A-Rod and J-Lo are part of a group of seven that have been already approved by Major League Baseball to potentially buy the Mets. Scott, Joe, and Evan, thanks for coming on. How are you?
What's up, Scott?
Oh, all is well on this end, guys.
Thanks for coming on. First of all, is that normal that when a team is being sold and there's a bunch of, you know, bidders, a bunch of parties that are interested for Major League Baseball to say, all right, let's not waste any time. Let's pre-approve this so that when the Wilpons do sell the team, that has already been cleared. That hurdle has been cleared. Is that kind of a normal process in this?
Yes, sometimes. It has been done. Now, this is sort of like, I would say, a pre-approval approval. Like, any potential buyer here, whoever comes out with a deal, will still need to be approved by the baseball owners. But this gets them into the process where what I say is called the data room is happening, where you can go and now look at some of the team's finances, look at some of the financials and what's going on, and determine if you want to continue through the process. Now, not anybody gets that. You have to apply to just to get to that point. So that's where we are with baseball right now. But when you're dealing with the likes of the people we know are involved, it's all about writing the check. You don't think that approval is going to be a problem with most of these bidders.
Now, you mentioned that I believe there's seven different groups that are been approved for this. We heard three of the names, three different people that, you know, we know, you know, A-Rod and J-Lo's group, the group that own the Sixers and the Devils.
Josh Harris and David Blitzer.
Right, the Rubens, I believe, are the other
ones. The
Ruben
brothers, yeah, well, $14 billion between the two of them.
So who do we know who the other four are?
Yeah, I'm told that Wayne Rothbaum is one of them, and Wayne, you might remember the name, was one of the bidders for the Marlins with Jeter. He was possibly linking up with A-Rod when this all started, but right now my understanding is that he's not. Perhaps he'll do his own thing. But the one question I'm getting, and I'm sure you guys want to get there anyway, but
Cohen.
I might as well just head it off.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Cohen!
Steve Cohen. I can tell you that of the seven that
yes.
are poking around the data room,
yes.
Steve Cohen is not among them. I will repeat, Steve Cohen is not among them.
All right, let me follow up then. Okay, so he's not a part, but he already knows the numbers. I mean, they already virtually had a deal not that long ago. Is he still lingering? You know, because he already has this information, he was ready to buy the team until God knows what happened. You know, probably Jeff Wilpon's fault, but who knows for sure. Is he still kind of lurking as a potential buyer?
Now, I'm going to take Jeff off the hook. I understand it was Steve who tried to change the terms and assume control of the franchise a little sooner than what they had agreed to.
Good.
That said, I can tell you this.
Yes.
If you were a buyer, let's say you're the Ruben brothers or Vinny Viola or Josh Harris, would you be comfortable right now negotiating to buy this team knowing that the deep-pocketed, motivated Steve Cohen is lurking in the background? And I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean that the specter of his checkbook definitely hangs over this entire process. Do you want to go and put all this time, effort, and money into this, thinking that perhaps when push comes to shove, Steve comes in at the end and says, all right, what's your high bid? Here's another $100 million. I'll take the team. Thank you very much. That prospect does, I will tell you for sure, that prospect does exist over this process right now.
Interesting.
So they are, so let me get this straight. So they are worried about that? Some of these other buyers are thinking, hey, we're going through all of this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
They want to know the same thing you want to know. You said, they yelled out, Steve Cohen.
I love him, even though I don't
know
him. They
want to know the same thing.
Yes.
They want to know the same thing. I mean, like you said, this guy had a deal. He owns a piece of the franchise already.
Yeah.
He goes to Citi Field. He's a fan. He grew up with a Mets cap on his head.
Yes.
He's emotionally invested in the franchise. The big question that nobody can answer, except for Fred Wilpon, is whatever happened to derail that agreement, was it so bad that Steve Cohen, no matter how many zeros, decimal points, commas, no matter what he comes with, that he is persona non grata in this process? And we simply don't know the answer.
But you know what, Scott? Here's what I'm skeptical about, and I hate to quote the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase, but I will. Everybody's got a price. I have a tough time believing that if Steve Cohen really wants the team and outbids everybody by a significant number, not by a cent, you know, by a significant number, I have a tough time believing the Wilpons and the Cats would say, nah, we can't take all that extra money. We're still bitter about what Steve did. Am I naive to think that? I think money wins out, doesn't it, usually?
Evan, I don't need to call into the program. I can just hang out and talk to my wife if I want somebody to tell me what I was about to say. Yeah, I mean, I've done enough of these sales where, yeah, at the end, if you got the dollars, you usually get the team. But what is the difference here? What is the level of anger between Fred Wilpon and Steve Cohen, or Steve Cohen so annoyed he doesn't come back yet? I don't know, but I'm with you. If he does reinsert himself into the process, and if his bid is whatever zeros clear of the number two, you'd have to think that the Wilpons would certainly take the high bid. Yes.
Now this sale, Scott, assuming it happens, is this include SNY now? Is that part of the deal now or no?
No, the network is not part of the deal. You are looking at this as the team, as the facility. And what I was told with the Rubin brothers, and everybody's looking at this, by the way, not just the Rubin brothers, but I was told that their main interest in the process would be the real estate opportunities around Citi Field.
Right,
and
right,
you
yeah.
can bet, as last time I was on the show, I said that these franchises are no longer just standalone businesses. If you are bidding on the Mets and you're looking at whatever, 1.8, 2.6, whatever it is, you're looking in that neighborhood, you better believe that there's another opportunity here. It's a media play. It's a real estate play. It's a tech play. There's something else, because these businesses are not standalone anymore. You've got to have some other component. And for the Mets, it seems as if what they've got the antenna up and all the buyers is the real estate possibilities.
So SNY will not become a part of it later. It's not a part of it now, but can that change as this process continues?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's why they call it a negotiation. Sure, it can change, but as of now, it's just the team.
Right.
The Wilpons would like to hold on to the cash cow, which is, of course, the regional sports network.
So when do you see this happening? I mean, how soon do you see something finally getting done here?
Well, the ideal time to complete a Major League Baseball transaction is between the end of the World Series and then the flip of the calendar year. If I'm buying a team, I don't want somebody else making decisions on free agency, arbitration, and who even knows if they're going to play this year.
Right.
But historically, if you look at baseball transactions, I would go from mid-October between November, December for somebody to close a deal, and you'll find out who your new owner is.
So what is the process like now? We're talking to Scott Soschnick, editor-in-chief of Sportico. Are they going to just start bidding, or when does that bidding process start? And then once the bidding starts, when do we get, okay, this is it, this is the offer we're taking? What's the timeline? Like, how long does that part of it take?
Yeah, so what do we got? We're at June 30. We're going to flip the calendar to July.
Mm-hmm.
Within the next 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to have a deadline for first-round bids to come due. That's when you're going to see where everybody shakes out. And what always happens when you have multiple groups, you're going to have one group say to somebody who's bowing out, hey, how'd you like to join our group? Would you like to be an LP, a limited partner? You want to contribute X number of dollars and for something? Hey, you're a real estate guy. We could use you in our group. The consolidation starts to happen So you'll start to see the bids first, and then you'll see some group consolidation as the picture becomes clearer.
So when are the Johnsons selling the Jets? Do you have any info? is there anybody that's looking? Can Cohen buy the Jets if he doesn't get the Mets? Can he do that?
Could he? I can tell you with 100% certainty that he could buy the Jets. Do I think he'll buy the Jets? I do not. But that sounded more like wishful thinking than any sort of credible tip that you got.
That's exactly what. That's what it is.
With the A-Rod J-Lo bid, obviously that gets all the attention. The headline is A-Rod and J-Lo. They're incredibly famous. We hear other names involved, like Mike Rapoli. So Rapoli would just kind of feature a lot of money and wouldn't have a lot of say, wouldn't have a lot of power. How does that group look right now? What's kind of the structure of that group?
Yeah, you left out the top guy. The top guy in that, the managing general partner.
Oh, Viola,
control,
right.
Is Vinny Viola. Okay. Another local guy. Yeah, Vinny's the multi-billionaire. He's the one who'll write the biggest check and likely be the controlling owner.
No relation
owner.
To Frank,
you're,
right?
You're
no
not
relation
see,
to Frank Viola?
Yeah, not to Lefty yet. You're not going to see another situation where someone like Derek Jeter, even though A-Rod, famous player, the whole thing, you're not going to see again. At the prices these franchises now go, you're not going to see somebody put up $20, $25 million, $30, $40, whatever it is, and be a controlling owner, allow somebody to give you control. That's not happening for A-Rod.
So what's A-Rod's role then, just as kind of a celebrity who's involved? Like, he's not going to make some of the key decisions that affects us as fans, hiring the GM and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, he can negotiate things like board seat, say in operations, who knows what he wants to do on the baseball side. Those are all negotiable. But he's not going to be, you know, baseball and every sports league, you know, when you go into those owners' meetings, you have someone designated as the control owner or the governor. It ain't going to be A-Rod.
It'll be Vinny Viola, you're saying?
I'm going to say it'd be Vinny Viola. Yeah, okay. he'll be the number one guy. And Mike Rapoli, if he stays with the group, he'd probably be the alternate governor, yeah.
So, all right. So, do we see this happening? So, by the time we get to 21, are Wilpons out in your mind?
Will the new owner be approved at that point? Maybe not. Will you have a statement of, we have reached agreement for the Wilpons to transfer ownership of the New York Mets to fill in name here? Yes, my guess is you will have a new owner of the Mets.
Okay, and if you had to guess right now, is it Steve Cohen swooping in, or is it somebody else?
Boy, Josh Harris is a very sophisticated bidder. He's got lots of synergies and operational expertise. But you're bringing in Vinny and guys with emotion who have ties to the area. Yeah, it's hard to say. It really comes down to who looks at the numbers, because as you know, people tell me this is a distressed asset, not the worst they've ever seen. But we do know the Mets lose at least $50 million a year, and that's in a normal season. Forget about coronavirus delays and all that. So you better bring some operational expertise to this franchise and then figure out what other synergies you have with your other core businesses, with your other sports assets, and then are you in on some sort of real estate play to see if you make this thing work dollars and cents?
This will be interesting to follow. Scott, really appreciate it. Congratulations on the launch of Sportico, and thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it.
You got
Scott.
It. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man.
Scott Soschnick of Sportico.com, the latest on the Met sell. The Met sell job, which you have to admit now, Joe, you have to start the confidence has to be gaining that at least the Wilpons are actually going
Sounds
to sell.
It. Sounds like it.
Yeah, this is going to happen. Now, who buys the team? Right. When they take over? What kind of owners are they? Who the heck knows? But
can't happen soon enough.
No, absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.